Thank you very much, choir, for blessing us with your beautiful voices. And I would like to say good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church in Morgan Hill, California. We extend our warmest welcome to you, those who are in our sanctuary, and those who are listening over the internet. We thank you for coming and listening to God's Word today. And while you're here and listening, we pray that you might experience the love, the power, and comfort that God's Word is going to give us today. You can find an outline of today's sermon inside our church bulletin. You can follow along there. The scripture of the month is also found in our bulletin in Luke chapter 2 and verse 11. Our scripture says, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Amen. Amen. And now let us continue praising the Lord with Bethany Prater at the piano and myself leading the songs. So if we'll turn in our song books, our first hymn today will be number 90, first and last stanzas, please. Number 90.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for praising our Lord. And we're going to continue praising Him with number 98. First and last stanzas, please. So much, and our last hymn will be number 340, and we'll please stand. Number 340, first and last stanzas, please. Please remain standing, Pastor Tomlinson.
Thank you very much, Wayne, and thank you everybody for being here. Before we begin, I just wanted to let people know, in case you did not see the email, our brother Bob Jones, our brother John Barnes went to be with the Lord on Friday. So he passed away. He was having some problems with breathing, and he's had a lingering cough and didn't get it taken care of, and is what we understand. But he is with the Lord now, and his son arrived late yesterday evening sometime, and so we will be touching base with him to let you know what else may be happening with that. In these days of COVID, you just never know what's going to happen. I also want to let you know that we are going to look at starting up our afternoon Bible studies beginning in January. And so we're going to be moving them a little bit earlier. So we'll be having a Bible study in here from 1:30 to about 2:30. And then we'll have another evening service between 3 and 4. And so obviously everyone is welcome to attend or to listen in on the internet. And so we'll get that all configured up as well so that that turns on and we get the broadcast for that. And I also want to let people know that the Lord has blessed us with a Christmas bonus for our missionaries that averaged about $2,000 per missionary. What a blessing that is. And thank you for your support of the work of missions and the outreach that they have. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so very much for the greatness of your love, your mercy, and your grace, for the Word of God to be upon us and over us, for the Spirit of Christ to dwell within us, that you, O Lord, would do a mighty work in us and through us, that we would accomplish your will with your might, with your power, and with your presence. Lord, we pray for your hand of blessing upon your people who are called by your name. And as we think of everything that's happening around us, I'm reminded of Psalm 37, verse 11, where it says, "The meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace." So, Lord, for those that are struggling with the conditions and the effects of sin in this world, that you would bless them abundantly with your peace, and they would be comforted with your presence. We pray for your reforming power, for your reviving strength to be upon the families of Bethel, as well as all who call upon the name of Jesus Christ, that you would instill in them a deep thirst and hunger for your word and for your presence, that they might serve you with joy and gladness. And we pray that as we draw closer to you, that those around us, whether they're neighbors, family, co-workers, or just strangers, would see and hear of the glorious transforming power of Jesus Christ. And we pray for this country, Lord, which is in so many ways under chaos, that you would bring your peace upon it, and that you would bless your people to be your light in the midst of difficult times, in the midst of challenges in this world, and that your peace, your calmness, and your presence would be felt throughout the nation, and that there would be you, O Lord, who would shine forth. We pray for your healing power upon those who need your strength as they are suffering from the afflictions of disease and such with this world. We pray for those affected with COVID-19, and I do lift up to you Bob Jones's sister-in-law, Sue, who not only has COVID-19, but also has dementia. Lord, put your hand upon her and upon the family. Comfort them with your presence and your grace. We pray for Lil Ida with pain from low blood platelets, that you would revive strength in her, revive her blood platelets, and that you would encourage her heart to rejoice in you. We continue to lift up to you as well Christina Aida's uncle Dennis, who's recovering from a second stroke, that you would use this as an opportunity to open up his heart, his mind, and his knowledge of Jesus Christ, that he would rejoice in you and your glorious riches. Lord, I pray that you be with those in our family and friends that are dealing with cancer. Dana's friend, Karen, Wayne's friend, Tarcisio, Donna's son, Rick, bless them, Lord, with your healing touch and your comforting presence. And Lord, we do pray for the John Barnes family, that you would comfort them and encourage them at this time, as John is now in your presence, and we rejoice with him, but we also understand the sorrow of the family. And we pray for your comfort. We pray for your encouragement and for your hand of blessing upon them. And Lord, we are thankful that the Abigail Concha surgery seemed to be successful and went well. She's recovering. She's in pain, but that's to be expected. But Lord, you are good. And you gave the wisdom, the guidance, and direction so that she could be healed. And Father, I pray for your wisdom and your guidance upon Bethel as we enter into the pathway of having more services, and that we would be able to activate more people to be serving you and testifying and proclaiming your word. That you would also open up the opportunity for us to have approval to do some construction, some building on here, that we can take our space with our trailers, our school, our classrooms, and our offices, and join them to this building. We'd have one building, one place. And Father, I pray for those pastors throughout the nation who are in conflict with their governors and with their government over the issues of just plain being open. Your word calls us, Lord, to seek you out and to gather to you, to seek you first and to place you first in all priority. And Father, I also pray for my parents who are selling their house in Groveland, that you would bring the right buyer to the place that would be willing to purchase it and to rejoice in it, and that you, Lord, would glorify yourself through that sale. Lord, I pray for our missionaries, that you would use them in a mighty way to grow and expand your kingdom. Giovanni and Barbara Avendano serving in Guatemala, Jose and Diane Avila serving in Latin America, Elvis and Stephanie Franco serving in Bogota, Colombia, Carl and Ruth Knott serving in Seville, Spain, Eusebio and Marixa Perez in Malaga, Spain, Informed Choices serving women in Gilroy, Fred and Carol Lewis training missionaries throughout the United States. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace. We pray for the offering, that it would be used to grow and expand your kingdom for your divine purpose. We pray for your hand of blessing upon those who hear and believe the gospel, for those who support the work of ministry, whether they're listening in the sanctuary, listening over the internet, or over the CD. Bless them, Lord, with your presence and your encouragement. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. You may be seated.
Thank you very much, choir, for blessing us once again. Today we're going to be studying in the book of Deuteronomy, and if we'll turn in our scriptures to chapter 18, verses 15 through 22, that's in Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 15 through 22. And if you'll please stand for the reading of God's word. The Lord your God will raise for you up a prophet like me from your midst. from your brethren, him you shall hear, according to all you desired of the Lord, your God in Horeb, and the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, nor let me see this great fire any more, lest I die. And the Lord said to me, what they have spoken is good. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brethren, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. And it shall be that whoever will not hear my words, which he speaks in my name, I will require it of him. But the prophet who presumes to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or who speaks in the name of other gods, that prophet shall die. And if you say in your heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord has not spoken? When the prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, if the things does not happen or come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord has not spoken, the prophet has spoken it presumptuously, you shall not be afraid of him. May God bless the reading of his word. And let us continue to bow with a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, once again, we enter into your holy heaven. We enter into your very holy of holies, into your holy throne room. We enter into your holy presence only by the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ to honor and to give thanks for your faithfulness to us. Father, when the spirit of despair comes upon us because of troubles, could be in our families, our workplace, and even from our government, and there's many other places for despair, you might say, let us stop and get our eyes off the worldly troubles and on our Heavenly Father. For your word tells us in Isaiah chapter 61, and verse, let me find it here. I had it marked, but that's the way it happens here sometimes. In Isaiah chapter 61, and verse 3. And this is what Isaiah is speaking about the Lord that is going to be coming in the future. Isaiah is saying, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. And Father, in this passage, of course, as I was saying, Isaiah is telling us what Jesus will do when he comes. And now this is what he's doing today. He's comforting all his people who is in despair. So let us put on the garment of praise today for the spirit of heaviness in our lives. Father, you are holy, yet you made a way for us to approach you. We praise you for being our helper and for your Holy Spirit's conviction, correction, and protection in our lives. Yes, you are invisible, but we see you with our eyes of faith. Father, you are Jehovah Jireh, the one who provides for all our needs. Father, you are omnipresent, everywhere, at all times. You're omniscient. You know all things. You are our peace, our protector, and the high priest who became our redeemer, and sacrifice forever. You died to set us free. You rose again and gave us victory over death. No longer are we enslaved in sin. You are our salvation, our rescuer, and our refuge. You give us hope from within. You are our teacher, and your understanding and wisdom is far beyond our finite minds. You promise wisdom to each of us who ask you. We love that you delight in us and that you rejoice over us with singing. You know the numbers of hairs on our heads, and you're always thinking of us. You are preparing a place for us so that one day we will live with you forever, all the believers, praising you in a more adequate way than we are today, because you deserve all the praise. All our love, all our praise to you, Lord. How excellent is your name. You are the Messiah who came, the Son, and the coming King to reign again. Father, now bless all hearers of your word, and that many will come to know you and confess you as Lord today. Now, Father, bless our Pastor Greg Thomason as he preaches your word to all of us. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated.